219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. What's going on? Listen, I'm excited. Me and my hubby wubby all live. What's going on, JD?
Nothing. Ready to talk about this 219 The Talk situation today. See what you got up your sleeve. I know you got, even though you ain't got no sleeves on.
I ain't got no sleeves.
I know you got something up your sleeve.
Oh, my God. I don't have no sleeves, but.
Well, Houston, you don't need sleeves in
here. Well, this is the deal. What we say, when you leave the house, you need to take a sweater, jacket, umbrella, snow boots. You got to take everything.
Raincoat.
Raincoat. You got to be
everything.
Sundress, swimsuit.
Hey, man, look here.
You just never know.
Goose down, parka, and everything else. Man, it don't matter, right? You never know what the weather's going to end up being for today.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Because we have had today, the wind almost blew me over.
Started off raining.
Good.
Early this morning.
2 days ago, it was trying to be cold. The day after that, it was just hot. You know, it's Houston, man.
Look, it started off raining this morning. By about 11 o'clock, it was gloomy and overcast. Then by 2, it was sun and shine. I don't know what to do.
It was a mess. I'm just trying to say it was a mess. Okay, so we got some, you may have a couple of topics to talk about tonight. But it's just all good. We haven't been on here. We was on here last week, I don't believe. But we're on here this week just to say, hey, welcome back. I bet I don't
welcome
know what.
Back. Welcome back.
What
welcome
show is
back.
That? What show is that? What show is that? Welcome back, Carter. Welcome back,
Freddie Boom Boom Washington.
Boom Boom Washington.
And Vinny Bob Barbarino.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, Mr. Ooh-wee on a horse yet.
And don't nobody know what we're talking about. You got to know. Look, you.
Wait a minute. What about Epstein? And note sign Epstein's mother.
Oh, well.
Hey, man, I was an old school Welcome Back Carter fan.
Why are we talking about Welcome Back Carter flashbacks? What other shows? Let's flashback for real. Different Strokes. Let's flashback. Barney, what is it? Barney Miller. Oh, my God.
Abe Bogota. Man.
Starsky and Hutch.
I got another one for you.
Who?
WKRP
in Cincinnati. You crazy.
With Venus Flytrap. Happy days.
Magnum P.I.
Happy days with Arthur Fonzarelli.
Oh, my God. In the heat of the night.
They call me Mr. T.
Oh, my God. Y'all just flashback to something else. Mm-hmm. Just think about... That day and time, that's crazy. That seems like a world away.
Way back when, man.
Listen, let me try to think of another one. Oh, my God. Let's see. Give me a break.
Good times. Anytime you need a payment.
Good times. Anytime you need a free. Wait a minute.
Anytime
you
wonder. Not getting hassle,
not getting hustle,
keeping your head above water, making a way when you can,
temporary layoff,
good times, easy cradle rip off, good times, scratching and surviving,
good times,
hanging in a toilet.
See, people don't know. Listen, I never knew what the, I would say, hanging in the toilet. What's that other song?
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
what's that other song I've been seeing going around the internet, but a guy thought it was something else.
Oh.
Oh my God, what is it?
You deserve an encore.
Yeah. You just wait. How I go?
Your love.
Uh-huh.
So good. You deserve it. Deserving encore.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they thought dessert. I'm poor. No.
Deserve an encore. He thought it was saying dessert and I'm so poor. Oh my God. We got to just. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
For real. I knew it was deserve an encore.
Hey, I got a topic I want to talk about too.
Well, before you do,
a lot of people.
Who
we got on here? What is this me and you so
just
far?
Just me and you. But it's
okay. Ooh, baby.
It's okay. So what we're going to do is before we get
just
into,
me
get
and
into
you.
That good topic that you have, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got to share what's going on in the weather. We got a new process to do with things here.
COVID-19
talk. We're going to keep it alive with the
my
gospel soul.
My daddy always told me, when people start talking about weather, put your hand on your wallet. Nigga,
you're
up to something.
Oh, your wallet.
You're up to something. Whenever a Negro start talking about weather, you better watch. Yeah.
Right here, it's for Tuesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy. It's 20% chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. That means half of the day. Crazy.
Crazy.
Highs in the upper 70s, south wind. 15 to 25 miles per hour. Okay, get ready. Hold your wigs on, glue them on. Don't go out there acting a fool.
Good glue and your chin strap on your wigs tomorrow.
And then Tuesday night is going to be cloudy. A 20% chance of showers late. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. So it's going to calm down. Wednesday mostly cloudy. What's Wednesday? Hump day.
My birthday.
It's going to be mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers early in the morning, then a 40% chance in the late morning at afternoon highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds, 10 to 15 to 20 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers until late night, then a 40% chance all night. Y'all got to pray for these people right here. Lows in the upper 50s. See that? That's what we were talking about right there. In the upper 50s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. You're listening to 219 The Talk. We will be right back after we play a little bit by. Let's see. Who's my favorite? Oh, let's play a little bit by. By Kenny Brown, and he said, "This right here."
Victory in Jesus, exalt him among the nations. Father has told us.
First of all, we know they can't stop a fight, so ain't no sense of keeping them here. They couldn't stop him from fighting, so, yeah, we don't need you. So they probably going to, you know, there's a lot of lives going to be impacted by his stupidity. Mm. And, you know, I just hate to see that happen. You know, like I said, he's such a – Michigan is such a high-profile university and a prestigious basketball entity. Not only that, they big in football as well, but definitely in basketball. But you know, he's just gonna be put out. I mean, you know, you had your shot, you blew it, time to go on about your business.
Well, we got Ray on the line for the Crooked Letter.
What's happening, brother Ray?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on up in there in the H town, baby?
Oh, everything is good. I'm sitting here talking about Juwan Howard having a slap fest with these coaches. He's been putting his hands on coaches on the sideline. And I'm looking for him to be fired before the end of the week. You know, he's coaching the University of Michigan. And he around here slapping these white coaches with all that melanin in his skin.
Yeah, he's going to get dismissed. He already knows it's coming.
Yeah, he got to know better than that. And I was just saying how I feel bad for his family, those kids that are in that program, and the University of Michigan itself, because it's such a prestigious college, and they have a history, a big time history in college basketball of, you know, championships. You know, Juwan Howard was one of the original Fab Five back in the day when Michigan was in their heyday. With Chris Webber and all the rest of them cats, you know, and Juwan came back and started coaching the university. He started out as a assistant at first, and now he's the head coach. But now he's going to be the tallest forklift driver at Walmart Warehouse.
What's going on in Crooked Letter, buddy?
Oh, not much today, except, you know, today is a lot of rain. We've been getting rain all day long. Roads flooding around here. You know, we don't got no roads that ain't flooded.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a full array of weather here. It started out this morning warm warm and raining. Then it round about noon, 11 o'clock or noon or so, it was all gloomy, and then by 2 o'clock the sun was shining out here. So we had everything today. But you know, that's
y'all got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we get a little bit of everything out here.
Hey, that's
good. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's been pretty nice. No, I mean, you know, you can step outside without freezing or without drowning. So we are.
Right. We can't.
So you got any topics you want to bring up, Ray? Anything interesting that have piqued your interest in the last week or so?
Let me think. No. Except, you know, they keeping Trump in the news, and his wife and. Somebody else, they trying to get them for something, for fraud or something, so.
You mean his daughter?
I don't know what they
his
got.
His daughter and his son. Yeah, he's trying to get, what's his name?
They trying to get his wife, too, Ivana, whatever her name is.
Oh, no? Okay, well, I mean, hey, look, let me tell you something. If he crooked, everybody crooked, I'm sure. Yeah, look, one thing about Trump, he ain't going to do it by himself.
You know what? And you know what? You just said what I was just thinking, what I was finna say. What they don't realize is, them people. That's why they try to keep him out of the way. That's why these people like trying not to go to court, because Trump gonna tell it. If he get locked up or get in trouble, Trump gonna tell on everybody that's involved.
Because he gonna tell his grandmama and everybody.
Everybody, because when they first tried to impeach Trump, and this was on the news, when they first tried to impeach Trump, Trump said, "If y'all impeach me, y'all better look into my vice president too." So that right there tells you I'm going to snitch on you.
See, let me tell you something. Trump, that homeboy that get caught and call you from the jailhouse, hey, man, you might well come on down here. They caught us. They didn't call that boy. They caught you. he that homeboy that you run with that get caught up by them laws and call you and say, hey, man, you might well come on down here. They done caught us. No, they did. They caught you. Yeah, they got us, dog. No, they don't. They got you. Because Trump's going to tell it all.
My thing is, because Trump's going to tell everything. And people don't know that Trump's going to snitch on everybody that's involved. So if you're a big dog, you got a big position, you better get ready.
Yeah, he finna turn into Lil Elliot and tell it. He finna tell all he knows.
That's right.
He might bring up some dirt on Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln been dead.
All the time. That's why they're trying to keep him out of trouble, because that's why everybody like, no, we ain't going to court. Because they know if he get in trouble, they already know he's snitching. He's going to tell it.
Obama had something to do with it, whatever it was.
He's going to bring him in regardless, because he just can't stand Obama.
Yep. You got to know that.
Yep. He don't stand it. So no matter what, he's going to be involved too. But yeah, it's crazy. But that's about all. I hadn't really seen too much on the news.
I think Miss Queenie got something she wants us to talk about.
All right, here we go.
Uh-oh. When it start off like that, Ray, put one foot behind the other and brace yourself. Ain't no telling what's going to come.
It's a relationship situation. I got to do it because I'm seeing too much foolishness. Okay, so you get in a relationship with somebody. Y'all fall happily in love and all this kind of stuff. Then all of a sudden that person pass pop up and have nothing to do with y'all, but it pop up. Should you give them a hard time because of their past?
You want my personal opinion?
Yeah, all the time.
My personal opinion is no, because you got to understand that people was living before they met you. And we all have made mistakes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I done made so many mistakes. I dare not talk about them. We'd be here for 3-4 hours. That's just the first half. But you know, like I said, people get too emotionally tied up on people's past. You have to let the past be the past. And you cannot deal with a person if you don't have any forgiveness for them in your heart anyway.
Okay. I think that a lot of people, they in love, then all of a sudden something from the past pop up, and then the other person in the relationship get all mad. And sometimes that's because you was looking for something.
Yeah.
Sometimes you tripping on that person because you was looking for something. And you are either some residue from your past that started making you paranoid now. And now you're going to give this person a hard time by something ain't got nothing to do with you.
But we all got residue. Ain't nobody clean.
What do you think, Ray?
Well, I'm going to tell you. My ex-wife, and the past is why that's why she's my ex right now. Because somebody brought up some stuff about me from a girl I used to talk to in the past before we got married. And me and her had been married 2 years, and she had showed me the text, and I looked at her. I said, did you read the dates on them texts? And she was talking about she didn't care. She didn't care. No. I said, well, and I'm like you, Queenie. 9 times out of 10, she didn't want to be there anyway for her to give up so easy, because if you're in a relationship with somebody and somebody has a past and you decide you want to just break it off, and just all of a sudden break it off, that means you weren't into the relationship from the beginning. Or you wanted an excuse.
Yeah.
You're looking for an excuse to get out of the relationship.
Yeah.
So me and her broke up behind somebody speaking about my past. Behind a text. The guy, matter of fact, the guy that was with the girl, he said he was dating the girl for so long, but I know for a fact that the girl had another boyfriend. So I was like, I don't know where you come from, but I ain't getting into that. He got the bump in his gums on Facebook. He started messaging my ex, telling her, showing her the texts, and all this other foolishness, and then you know, and Queen, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm not saying this to be mean at all, but sometimes what they say, you get punished for doing dumb stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do something within what God wants you to do. The same mm-hmm. guy that did all this drama that caused my divorce, he ended up dying like a few months later.
Yeah.
And I didn't say nothing about it to nobody. I didn't go to him and say, see, that what he get right there playing, see? But I left it alone because he died. All of a sudden, he was driving trucks. He stopped at a friend's house. And when he told the friend to wake him up in so many hours, when he went to wake him up, he was dead. So when that word came back, I looked. My first thought was to say, see, God don't like ugly. God don't like ugly. But I left that alone because I wasn't going to get into it. I'm not one of them guys to be tip or tap.
So, yeah. And
but
then,
my thing is,
then,
like I said, huh?
And then you have to, what's in the person going to come out? You know, it reminds me of that song that goes around the internet and say, she's a runner, she's a track star. It's one of them people that's going to always run. You know, it's like, and it really ain't the guy's fault, you understand me, because I always place responsibility on the two people in the relationship. Relationship is right. Good. It's like if somebody come to you, if it was you that somebody came to, you either going to fold or you going to stand. You know what I'm saying? So it really ain't,
right.
It ain't outside people. You know, it's really up in the relationship. You know, that's
well,
why I say Jesus.
You're right. It's a deep relationship. I felt that she was looking for a way out, so she found a way out because all it took for him to come to her or send her a message or show her old Texas. And the bad part about it, the dude, I don't even know the dude. I have no clue who he is. I never knew what he was or who he was. And he was messaging another friend of mine on Facebook, talking about what he going to do to me, and he going to do this to me, he going to beat me up, leave me bleeding in the street, and blah, blah, blah. And when they came and told me, I said, well, I'm going to tell you like this. I don't do Facebook drama. I said, if he's a man and he can't come to me and tell me what he feel or how he feel as a man, I don't look at him as a man anyway. He's weak anyway. But my thing is, she was looking for a way out anyway, and she found it because all it took was him to send a message. And the first thing she said was, get out. So me, I'm not an argumentative person. I'm not going to argue with you. I said, okay. I just grabbed myself and walked out. Okay.
Yeah, because
like you
said,
she was waiting on it, and like you said,
you know, she was waiting on the way out, and it showed
right.
up, you know, it showed up, and she could exaggerate it and make it more so she could use it to slide right on out, you know, so it's when people pass come up, I think it should not be a factor unless it's like something. He killed his wife or something, you know. He killed his last wife, but then you in trouble, you know. But if it's something that
it depends on what she did.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
That was too much. I'm done.
What did Ray just say?
You know, I say unless he killed his wife, then he's talking about it depends on what she did. I'm out of here.
Oh Lord.
I'm out of this conversation.
I'm just playing.
Oh, I guess because she was talking too much.
Well, sometimes it could be justified homicide. Maybe she tried to kill him first.
Baby, you
right.
married to me.
Right.
Watch what he said.
I'm just saying.
You got to. Oh, my God.
She might have had some kind of mental issues or anything. She might have woke up in the middle of the night trying to stab him, and he got the best of her. She got stabbed. I mean, it could be justified. I'm just saying. I'm just playing. I ain't trying to be for real. Queenie, don't run off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm through. I don't understand. Then my husband sit up here saying the same thing.
Well, I mean,
hey,
she was fucking a
rage. You ain't killing me. I don't care what Raymond talks about.
You ain't
in a rage. Why am I gonna wake up in a rage?
Exactly.
I don't even know how to get up in the morning.
Exactly.
So See, let me tell you something.
But see, you never know where your mental state ends up. It's every time you go to sleep, it's a gamble. You don't know if you're going to wake up crazy tomorrow or what. That's why you got to pray before you go to bed.
No, that's why you need to stay by
okay,
yourself.
Okay, let me, Quinn, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. My cousin was married to a guy in the military, and he had PTSD. He's woke up a couple of nights with a knife to her throat or a gun to her head. Now, if she had jumped up and spazzed out because he had a gun to her head or a knife to her throat because of PTSD and had killed him, it's justified because not saying that she did it on purpose, but he had PTSD. So she felt, now, if she was in a position where she felt threatened or woke up, some people don't wake up. You don't wake up out your sleep. Something that steadily woke up like real instantly. Sometimes you're not thinking straight. So what if she was one of the ones that carry a pistol on a pillow, and when she realized he had a knife to her throat and shot him in the head, then what? And if I meet her, and say, for instance, if it was a girl in that situation, I met her and she told me that what happened, I can't be mad at that because he woke her out of sleep in a heightened situation. You understand?
Okay, I'm with it. I'm with it.
Okay,
I'm just saying, it's best some people stay single. If you ain't got no walk-away game, you need to stay single. If you all or nothing, if you one of them kill a nigga in your sleep, you need to stay by yourself. For real. You need to.
But
if it's self-defense or you defending yourself and all that and push come to shove, come the bullet, I understand that. Or come the knife, I understand that. You know, you protecting yourself. You know what I'm saying? But it got to be some warning signs before you get to that place. You got to know a person crazy. It ain't no all of a sudden thing. You just wake up all of a sudden, you crazy.
He had PTSD from trauma he's seen in war.
Oh, okay.
There's no sign from that. You know what I'm saying? He might have came home just as normal as possible. But he hit one of them dreams, hit him at night, and he woke up in a rage to where he was standing with a knife over his throat. So you're not going to see that.
I don't. Not that I know of.
You feel what I'm saying? you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I get it.
You see, he's not going to see that. If you, even though you're all in as an all-in marriage, but if he's been to war, you don't know what he's seen over there. You have no clue what he's seen, the trauma people go through. I was in White Sand, New Mexico, we had a guy in our unit got killed while we was in training. That was just training because their Humvee flipped over and the NCO died, but the guy that was driving, his body was disfigured as far as his hip got pushed to the side, got pushed out of place. So I didn't see it physically, but us knowing about it, that's something that actually I'd never forget because, for one, it was on our commander's birthday, and for two, it was on like Memorial Day or one of them holidays. So I never forget it because it's in my mind because that's what they told us about. That's something they have to tell us, or they told us that happened. So it ain't caused me no. Well, I can't say it hadn't. I don't know what caused PTSD. I mean, I might have it too, but anyway, that's what I'm saying. So like you said, now if you're an American, you see the signs that somebody's crazy. Okay, yeah, it's time to get away.
Yeah,
I see that.
I didn't look at it like that, you know. But that's true, because it's a lot of mental illness going on in this world. It's a lot of folks that don't think they're crazy.
That's right.
And can justify everything. They try to justify everything they do, their attitude, why they're so mean, you know. Oh, boy, that's another look at it. What you think, J.D.?
I think if you're crazy, you're just crazy. Seriously. You need to listen up.
So this is, we're talking about relationships. What if?
Well, if you're in a relationship or single, if you're crazy, you're crazy. And if you just need to see
what,
to get yourself.
Well, Ray went to kill it. I'm talking about with somebody, about when people gossip, family members bring up past, and you know. I'm talking about that too. You know, what do you do about that stuff? Do people have a justice? Can your spouse, girlfriend, whoever it is, can they use this stuff against you?
Let me tell you something. Your past is your past. spirit. Yeah. And then people can't accept that and leave it in the past.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then you were the wrong person anyway.
Should that past have been talked about before you got with them?
Not if they didn't have nothing to do with it.
Nope. If it ain't got nothing to do with you.
Now, that past going to affect the future that you got going on, then yes. Now, like you tell somebody if you got a child from the past or you know, if you something else like similar to that that's going to be a lingering problem or lingering issue, then yes. But if it ain't had nothing to do with you and it's over with and it's done and I don't do that
no more,
or whatever, then
y'all get married.
Right.
Y'all get married.
If you was a heroin addict in the 60s, I don't need to know that in the 90s.
I need to know. I need to know if you was a heroin addict.
Not if I ain't doing heroin.
I need to know. And did you get help and did you get all your coins? I need to know.
I ain't never smoked a cigarette, so I don't know. Anyway.
I do. I need to know. Hey, I don't know about you, Raymond, but I need to know if you was on crack.
Sometimes you can know too damn much. That's all I got to say.
I need to know if you had some habits that you needed a whole team or staff to get to help you, you know, get rid of. I need to know.
No. Well, let me tell you something about.
Let me ask this question then. If you know about it, what difference? Because my thing is, JD kind of made a point, is sometimes you can know too much because sometimes, which you might not think so, but if somebody come to you and tell you, yeah, I had this problem with crack or blah, 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 whatever, in your mind, in the back of your head, you're going to still think these people got that same problem.
Yep.
You're going to think you got that same problem. If something happens, if he flip out, if some come up missing in the house, you're like, did he revert back to being a crackhead? He sold my TV. Anything. You see what I'm saying? It's going to revert in your mind. In the back of your mind, it's always going to be there.
And what if they really did sell it?
Okay. What if they didn't? If somebody just broke in your house and stole it. But then you accused him of stealing it, and he didn't steal it at all. Then he comes to find out somebody was in your house. Now what you do? You're going to want to apologize, but he's not going to feel that you're very apologetic because you blame him for something that he told you about that was in his past.
Well, some men marry strippers.
That's true. They
marry a stripper, and then all of a sudden, any man that say something to them or they think they smiling too much at, then all of a sudden, you paranoid because you married a stripper. But the thing is, you, and I agree with you, if you made a decision, at least you knew what she was doing. You have to get to know a person personally. See, this is the point I was trying to make with the whole situation. I meet James. We you know, together, we fall in love, all that kind of stuff, end up married. Then something from his past pop up, right? Okay. I don't have time to attend to what's going on with that because I'm in a relationship with him. Okay? I haven't seen no signs of crackheadedness or nothing like that. I ain't seen no sign of drug abuse, no sign of, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's up to whoever is in the relationship. I think people, some people look for a way out. Some people bite off more than they could chew, and then they just wait for anything to happen. Oh, I saw you walk crooked. I'm through with you. I don't know what that's about. And I don't want to know. I'm out. Oh, look at the way you eat your food with your mouth open. I can't stand it. I'm through. I can't. That's a...
Well, see, it's
my ex-husband used to do that. I'm through. I can't deal with that. Oh, my God.
Now, see, for one, if you're in a relationship, all your ex stuff shouldn't be coming up in a conversation because that's going to bring about, that's going to make you start thinking about, is she thinking about her ex or something? I mean, why am I comparing? I tell people all the time, I'm not that person, so why are you talking about that person? I care less about it. I mean, I was. I mean, that's just me. That's who. That's what I do. That's just me. But my thing if it's in the person, if you're,
let's be honest, it's something in a relationship, and they ask you questions about your ex. Why did your last relationship? Why didn't it work? Who cheat? Did you cheat in your last relationship? People ask questions like that. Have you ever been on drugs? Are you alcohol? Do you drink too much? People do this whole, they launch this whole investigation. And if you ask me, it's very important to know who you with. It's very important to know everything about a person that you with. I understand what you're saying, but you need to know about a person.
It is. It is important. I give you that. It is important. But it's like this too now. That person has to be strong enough in the mind to be able to deal with whatever the situation is. Because if your mind or if you're not strong enough to deal with the situation, you're going to take it overboard. You're going to take it and use it for what it's not intended for. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to be, if you tell them, oh, I was a crackhead, or better yet, I was a stripper back in the day, you know what I'm saying, girl? You know, I used to be a stripper. Whoop-de-whoop. Now, example. I'm going to give you an example. My ex-wife, I told her before we got married that I'm a personal trainer. And I said a lot of my clients are females. So I'm telling her what I do. Huh?
Go ahead.
So I told her that because I want her to know, like you said, she'll know everything about me, right? Okay. So I give you that advice. Or I give you that information because I don't want you to be looking at me crazy if I'm in the gym training women, and that's a problem. As soon as we got married and I'm in the gym and people come talk to me, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. So if I'd have told you I was a stripper back in the day, and then all of a sudden a girl said, hey, call me Dirty Sip or Lucy Lucky, whatever my nickname was, then you're going to be like, who are that? I used to be a stripper. She used to come to a stripper. Ain't nothing I can do.
My name's Chocolate Thunder, man. Chocolate Thunder, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Chocolate Thunder. She might call me Chocolate Thunder, Dirty Sip or something. You know? And you can't be mad. You know what I'm saying? It's just
Stingray. The boy named Stingray. The boy stripper named Stingray.
See, you got to like, but your mind got to be strong enough to deal with that because somebody approached me, and because they knew me from the strip club, you can't be mad.
But right.
You got to understand.
Right.
I just told you my past.
But if these type of things.
Some people can't handle that.
But see, that's the thing. You shouldn't get with somebody that can't handle that. You shouldn't even.
How do you know
you
they can handle
that? You should realize. Because you're telling the truth at the beginning, and once you see them start acting a fool, then you're like, oh, you know what? It's not working out for me. Now, they might bite in. They might be a soft.
Hold on. Some of them will fool you, though. You tell them from the beginning, they're going to say, oh, it's okay. I ain't got no problem with that.
That's
but
true.
Just as soon as somebody calls you, somebody walk up and say, hey, Chocolate Thunder, that's a problem. Who is that? Why she call you Chocolate Thunder? Oh, my goodness. I know you did that call. Him Chocolate Thunder. Okay. Yeah, that's a whole argument when you get home.
That's right.
Just saying.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. It's the truth, though.
Because a woman, I've seen so many times where they're like, oh, it's okay. I understand. It's no problem. And then just as soon as something happens, there's a whole problem.
Well. I think honesty is best because you need to know how a person is from the beginning. If they crazy, that's why you just give them all, hey, this right here, blah, 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 blah. That's the type of person I am. I'm going to tell you from the get-go, A, B, C, D, and if I have to do E, F, G, I will. Because I need to know if you're crazy right now. I need to know, you know what I'm saying? I need to know all this right now. I don't want to wait and find it out when I went to heaven or something, you know, or wake up in the ER or something like that. I want to find out then. I need to know if you're crazy right now. The next week, I need to know if you're crazy. I need to know it.
You know, that was a good topic for tonight. Anything anybody else want to talk about? James ain't on the show no more.
Oh, I thought you had curled up on the couch. I thought you was done.
I'm missing you and Ray going back about.
I didn't want to die.
Chocolate Thunder and all that stuff. I was like, okay.
You put a chocolate thunder on. Oh, crazy. Oh,
crazy. Hey, I'm trying to. Hey, Ray, have you been watching this new the new Power series with Tommy?
No, I had never really gotten into Power.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, they got the I guess this will be what, the fourth installment? Yeah, this is the fourth installment.
I think so.
Yeah, they got the first one was one with the original Power. Then you had Ray's and Kanan. Then you had the one with Tariq. Now they got the one with Tommy out.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't gotten into it yet, but I'm interested to see how Tommy got to be as crazy as he is. Because Tommy was one of, you know, dealing with Ghost and Tommy, he's one of the craziest, I'm going to just say the craziest white boys out there. You know, dealing in a crime world, Tommy will snap in a minute.
But are they doing how he got there for a continuation?
That's what I'm not sure if they're doing. I'm sure they're going to go back in some of his history. Because they done brought up the...
his brother. He got a brother.
Yeah, his brother and all of that, and his grandmother and all of that. In the first episodes, I'm sure they're going to go back into his childhood and all that and probably show us some background as to how him and Ghost met each other and all that. So I'm just trying to see where they're going with this Power. But let me tell you something, 50 Cent and them can probably do Power till they get tired.
Yeah, that's so many.
They definitely got themselves some characters to write off of. So I'm just...
Okay, I got a question. Do y'all think Kanye is crazy?
I think Kanye is really brilliant.
But you know, it's a certain amount of insanity.
Exactly. I think if let me tell you something. If he's crazy, I want to be crazy too. Just like him. Kanye's so crazy, a billionaire.
Mm.
And anytime you can get somebody to buy them ugly shoes he makes.
Oh,
$500 to $600 a pair. Yeah, he crazy. I want to be just that crazy too. Now he was crazy for getting involved with Kim Kardashian. But you know, you know Kim Kardashian and her family, all of her and her sisters ain't doing nothing but picking all the good fruit off the black tree. You know,
pretty much.
You got to be rich and famous. Black man for them to even fool with you. So you know, they just running their way through to all the famous black guys.
Hmm.
I think he was crazy on that part, but as far as financial and business wise, nah, he ain't crazy. Kanye got good sense.
So he moved right across the street from
him. Huh?
He moved right across the street from him.
He moved, yeah. It's not literally like a neighborhood like we live in, but he's moved in the same neighborhood that she's in. Because he said he wanted to be.
Yeah,
he bought a house right there in the same neighborhood she is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that ain't no worse than what Neon did. Look, me and my dad used to move furniture, right?
Yeah.
When Deion Sanders was playing for the Dallas Cowboys, Deion, he divorced his wife and bought a house down the street, like three houses from his house. The exact same size house that he had already. He bought her a house just like it, about three doors down. And we went over there and moved all her stuff from his house down the street to her house. Could you imagine you just got divorced and your ex-wife lives three houses down from you on the same side of the street?
Mm-mm.
That's what people
would
do. They come like that.
That's
now, have y'all seen the new? Have y'all seen the new?
We break up with a girl that can't even stay in the same apartment complex they in.
What you say, Ray?
For real. Have y'all seen the new Bel Air?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
It. I love it.
Yeah, we want to talk about that on the next show because we're running out of time.
I love it. I like the fact that
it's not
as comical and it's a lot more edgy than the
yeah.
one was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I yep. love it. Matter of fact, I need to watch the new episode. The one came on Thursday, last Thursday. So I'll be ready for the one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at that time. We're going to go ahead and Ray sign off for us first.
All right. This is Ray from the Dirty Sip, Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for coming out, joining us on a nice Monday evening. Always come back, join us for the very best conversations you're going to ever hear in your life.
Amen.
Right, I got a question. When are you doing the show on Saturday?
Oh, the show is 2 o'clock on Saturdays. And I got to make up because I've been doing 2 o'clock on Saturdays. Come join Trainer Ray for Fitness with Trainer Ray on 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Sounds good. All right, JD the Ball.
All right, well, in the moral words of Carol Burnett, I'm so glad we had this time together. But we'll see y'all next week on 219 to Talk. Until then, y'all be breezy.
Be breezy. And y'all pray for that coach, that snapping coach. All I got to say.
He's going to get a new damn job.
Love y'all. Take good night.
219.